Hi, it's Dave. So the auto industry has a dirty little secret that they don't want you to know. Sounds juicy, huh? So let's dive into it. So what they don't want you to know. So automakers make money by selling cars, right? Well, that's how it's supposed to be. Well, let's look into some more details here. So let's look at Ford's income statement, see, you know, what it looks like. We have the automotive line item here, and it's showing, you know, 2018, $148 billion, $143 billion. And then you have the auto cost of sales, which is basically $136 and $134 billion. So, I mean, it looks like, you know, Ford is making money off of their automotive section. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, right? And then let's look at GM's income statement here. Again, you have the automotive line item, let's say in 2019, because 2020 was kind of a down year with COVID. So 2019 is $122 billion, and the cost of sales for automotive was $110. So it looks like they're making money, right, by selling cars. But we need to look into this a little bit more. You see, all automakers, they actually group their new car sales and their parts sales together under like a section called like vehicles, parts, and accessories. So they group these new vehicle sales and parts sales together because they don't want you to know what the breakdown is. They don't want you to know what their real business model is. So let's dive into it even more. So in 2017, the Detroit News came up with this article regarding the parts and accessories sections for Ford and GM and other makers. Now, here's a few quotes. While none of the automakers would release figures on how much money they make from accessories and parts, they say it's significant and continues to grow. For its popular F-150, Ford Motor Company offers 24 pages of accessories online for their 2017 model alone. Fiat Chrysler's Jeep brand has 40 pages of parts and accessories in its catalog. And then GM's president, Dan Ammann, says that its after-sales business is a huge profit driver, bringing in billions of dollars of revenue. In the fall of 2015, Ammann told investors that the company's after-sales business has profit margins of 30 to 40%. Now, this is huge profit margins, right, for their after sales parts division. The U.S. market for replacement auto parts and service is growing, and in 2017, it'll be a $277 billion industry, estimates the Auto Care Association. More than 264 million light vehicles were registered in the U.S., just the U.S. last year, a record level, and the average age of a car on the road today is 11.6 years, according to researcher IHS Markit. All right, Frederick Tony, president of Global Ford Customer Service Division, said Ford only gets 20 to 30% of the parts and service business of all the Ford vehicles on the road in markets such as the US and Europe. The Ford rep says only 20%, but actually, I think that's amazing, right? 20 or 30% of all the parts and service business, right, for all the Ford vehicles on the road. All right, so GM is seeing huge growth in the US accessory sales with revenues up 25% last year versus 2015, with global results not too far behind. So what if the auto industry was like the printer industry? Let's say they're selling the printer or the hardware at cost, but they're making money, right, selling the ink after. So let's say the business model was to sell 20 to 30%, right, of all the parts for tens of millions of cars on the road with a 30 to 40% profit margin. Then it would practically be impossible for new companies to compete because new companies, they would have no existing customer base to sell their parts to, and new company cars would be exorbitantly expensive and wouldn't sell much. So let's ask this question for the entire auto industry. What if the whole auto industry followed the same business model, basically selling new cars at cost, but making profits by selling 20 to 30%, right, of all the parts for not tens, but probably hundreds of millions of cars, right, on the road, along with a 30 to 40% profit margin, right, off of those parts. If that would be the case, then it would be an oligopoly of sorts, meaning they wouldn't need to innovate much. And the key would be each automaker would just need to maintain market share. They could advertise and do whatever. And if there was a new car startup, they'd basically laugh at the car startup because they would have practically no chance, right, at success. All right, so what does Elon Musk say about this? Has he commented on this? Well, actually he has. Back in September 6th of 2021, he says, production is hard. Production with positive cash flow is extremely hard. And then he goes into this tweet, which actually really exposes, right, this kind of secret business model of Ford and GM and other automakers. He says, large incumbent car makers sell their cars at low to zero true margin. Most of the profit is selling replacement parts to their fleet, of which 70 to 80% are past warranty. It's like razors and blades. New car companies lack this advantage. Also, they lack sales and service infrastructure. So what is Elon Musk saying here? Three things. First, he's saying Yeah, these automakers, they're selling their cars at low to zero true margin. And second, most of their profit is selling replacement parts, right? It's these after sales parts they're selling to their fleet, which 70 to 80% are past warranty. And then he likens it to you sell the Razor, right, at cost, but you're making money by selling the Blazer or the aftermarket parts. All right, so this is why starting a new car company is insane. The chances of success are very low. The most likely outcome is you're gonna get crushed. Further, the auto industry has other high barriers to entry. For example, brand safety often takes years, if not decades, to establish. And then making cars is a hugely capital intensive endeavor, which takes billions and billions of dollars upfront. And then the auto industry is typically sensitive to economic cycles where people, right, don't buy many cars if there's a recession or the economy is down. And it really just crunches a lot of the cash flow for these automakers. The auto industry has high liability for an indefinite amount of period, meaning you could be sued as an auto company 5-10 years later after you've made the car. This is crazy. Then you have low margin. This business, yeah, is a hardware business, extremely low margin. And then you have many entrenched established players. Yeah, so this is an industry that I think very few people are attracted to or would like to enter. All right, so if there was to be a new auto company that would become successful, meaning making profit with volume production, this literally would be a miracle, especially considering, right, the crazy business model and environment, right, of the incumbents. This new company would likely ride adoption of new technology that incumbents are ignoring. And also, this new company would have to be ruthless in bringing down the cost to manufacture their cars. And then they would need to offer something truly compelling to customers, meaning basically a product that is significantly better, right, than anything else out there. And finally, if this company were to be successful, they would likely have a very long runway to disrupt an industry filled with age-old incumbents, which are basically trying to maintain, right, their market share and haven't innovated probably in many, many years. So if you find a company like that, please let me know. Or maybe you can let President Biden know. The company starts with a T and ends with an A. All right. Hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.